The Fayetteville Farmers Market is celebrating a milestone next month, its 40th anniversary. But even before that, there are celebrations at the market on the square for the patrons. Ozarks at-large's Kyle Kellums recently talked to the co-managers of the market, Teresa Maurer and Lori Boatwright, about upcoming days at the market dedicated to some of the most experienced customers and some of the youngest.
School's out, and so, you know, we're ready to have a good time during our weekday markets. On Tuesday the 11th, we will be hosting Senior Citizen Appreciation Day. And it's just a good day for folks to come out. There's free coffee, free lemonade, some music. The lovely Beth Stockdale will be there playing her harp. And we will also be entertained that day by the 106th Army Band. They have different ensembles, and they're going to come and entertain us throughout the day. So it's kind of a fun day to get out and enjoy.
And that's Tuesday the 11th.
Tuesday the 11th, 9 to 12 be when the music and refreshments are being served.
And it's really great timing because the next day, on the 12th, following that event, there's a sign-up for the senior vouchers that are available for seniors to use at market. And if people have already signed up, they can go pick up their booklets. So it's going to be a twofold thing at the Fayetteville Senior Center.
And you just go to the senior center.
You go to the senior center, and if you're not from Fayetteville, you can call your local senior center. But seniors have been asking, and so all you seniors out there that have been wondering, this is the time. You either pick them up or you can sign up to get it if you have not yet signed up.
Yes, 2 to 4:30 on June the 12th at the Fayetteville Senior Center.
65, is that the...
65 and older, and there are some income requirements. Sure. and things like that. So if you have never applied before, you must take photo ID and proof of household income. And the great folks from the Area Agency on Aging will be there to help you get signed up and receive a $50 coupon book to purchase produce at the market.
And then the next day, the 13th, then it's some of your youngest patrons.
It's our kids' day. It'll be our, I think, our 37th annual kids' day. And, you know, kids are out of school, and we're just going to have a good time. Market vendors set up an arts and crafts booth, and so there's some hands-on things to do, paint watercolors with the artist of what you see at the market. Feed Fayetteville and Apple Seeds will be there with activities, Ozark Natural Foods and Terra Tots. And Ozark Natural Science Center will also be there with activities for the kids. And there will be lots of things going on. Again, that's 9 to noon as well, that those activity booths open up. And it's just a great day. The other vendors prepare small amounts of merchandise, either their crafts or their produce, for the kids to buy. And we recommend, you know, letting your child have $1 or $3 or $5 and going out and them shopping the market. You know, we tell them to buy something that's purple or buy something that's green or just whatever catches their interest. And it's a great way to get the kids involved and maybe try a turnip or something that they've never tried before.
Heirloom tomato. Is it too early?
Not quite yet. Yeah, okay. Tomatoes, okay. But right. That's okay. There'll be berries of some sort there. Okay. That's a good thing they can look for. Yeah, I know people have been anticipating the tomatoes since day one.
Well, yes.
We all are.
Yeah. So, but it'll be great, and it's just a great way for us to introduce young shoppers to the market and kind of get that habit established early and let them have fun with it, you know, that eating healthy can be fun as well.
Do you notice on Kids Day, are there more kids than a normal Thursday?
Oh, very much so. It's a good time, but it kind of you know, gets people in the habit of coming out during the weekday markets and remembering that we're there, and that now that school's out and you might be looking for some activities, that the market's a good place to do that.
And it's a nice natural transition, too, because we have a local farm-to-school program where kids maybe have been learning about local produce. So this is a sort of out-of-school way for them to get reinforced with some of the things that they're learning in school as well.
Yeah, and with Terra Tots moving to the square, now there's more kids' activities to do during weekdays as well. I think on Thursdays they do kid yoga and some different stuff. So we're just going to have a schools-out party.
Well, sounds like fun.
Yeah.
So if we can't see the heirloom tomatoes yet, what can we see at the market?
Well, we're continuing to have, you know, a great selection of greens, both greens that you cook and greens that you put in salad, as we mentioned, the berries. Mm-hmm. And we're also particularly, I sort of feel like this is a cycle coming around. We have a new goat cheese vendor at the market, and this is at the Fayetteville Farmers Market at the Botanical Garden only right now. We're kind of featuring her out there specially. This is a small local dairy, family-run dairy in Elkins, and they are getting set up so that eventually they'll have visitors who can come and watch the cheese making and sample the cheeses and watch the goats being milked. Lori and I went out to inspect the farm recently, and their products are just amazing. And again, we're kind of featuring them out there, and if some of you have been in the Fayetteville area long enough, the goat cheese debates in the early 2000s yes. actually opened the square to much more diverse products, which I think has been great for everybody, because we have things like the cheese that can be available throughout the season or at times when we don't have that fresh produce. So you've really got a lot to pick from. I mean, the displays this morning were just gorgeous around two sides of the square during the weekdays. And we want to remind people that we're there in the weekdays. We still have people coming up and saying, oh, you're not just here on Saturdays. So we're here on the square 7 till, give us 12:30, you know, so we have a half hour to close up. And then out at the Botanical Garden, we're out there on Wednesday evenings from 4 to 7, where our White River Creamery goat cheese person is. And then she is also out there on Saturday mornings. So if you can't make it to the square, you can come out to the garden and get a nice selection of things out there as well.
Very good. You said this, the Kids' Day, which is on Thursday the 13th, is the 37th annual. Wow. Which, and we'll talk about this more in a future visit, but you've got a birthday. The market's got a birthday coming up.
The market is turning 40 this year.
Doesn't look
year.
A day over 25.
Why, thank you. July 6th, we will celebrate the market's 40th birthday. It was originally founded July 3rd, 1973, and so that following Saturday, we're going to have a big birthday bash, lots of surprises, and a good time all day.
All right. Lori, Teresa, thank you both very much.
Thank you, Kyle.
Thank you, Kyle.
Teresa Maurer and Lori Boatwright are co-managers of the Fayetteville Farmers Market, and they talked to Ozarks at Large's Kyle Kellums inside the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio.